Cartel gunman torched 3 bars, 4 stores in Mexican Western State terror attack. By Ildefonso Ortiz on March 14, 2023. Cartel gunman in the Mexican state of Michoacán set fire to 3 bars and 4 stores as criminal organizations fight for the right to extort local businesses. In response to the arsons, a local business association expressed outrage at the conditions they have to work under. Some of the bars shut down while government officials try to minimize the political impact of the fires. Fires began Saturday in Morelia, the capital city of Michoacán. A group of at least 5 gunmen went to 3 upscale bars named Mint, Love, and Vertical in an upscale neighborhood known as Alto Zano. No customers were injured in the fires, even though they took place in the early morning hours after most restaurants are supposed to be closed. Despite the time, all 3 were full of customers. In the aftermath of the fire, the owners of Mint announced they would be closing their doors while the local Restaurateurs Association issued a statement denouncing the fires and asking to be able to work in peace. The fires continued on Sunday night in the town of Ruapan, where a group of gunmen set fire to 4 stores in the San Francisco market area in that city. By Monday afternoon, the Michoacán Attorney General's office revealed that the fires at the bar could be considered terrorism. However, no one had filed any complaints about the case and authorities were investigating anyway. Law enforcement sources consulted by Breitbart Texas revealed that the fires are tied to a turf war of sorts between Cartel Jalisco New Generation and a criminal group made up of the remnants of the Knights Templars, led by Alberto Espinosa Lafresa Baron. Initial information points to Lafresa's men torching the businesses and threatening to kidnap those who refused to pay a protection fee to his organization. The issue began when gunmen from a CJNG faction led by Eric L85 Valencia ordered local businesses to stop paying protection fees, claiming that he now controlled the region. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, Nuevo León, and other areas to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. Breitbart Texas cartel chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by José Luis Lara, a former leading member who helped start the self-defense movement in Michoacán.